Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To play the monster.
I think the Washington Senators were coming back.
I think we'd get smoked if we played Ottawa. But that's okay. It's all right. Hey, we'll take the challenge. Had a first round bye. Looking good. Right there, Jeff is. I can feel AHL Calder Cup fever. I feel it from you, Jeff. It's electric.
I'm pumped.
I can feel it. All right, I want to get back to the Cavaliers game five of their series against the Orlando Magic with that tied up at two. But
tonight.
we had tonight.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Nothing. I just threw in tonight.
Oh, you scared me there. Like I said, the game's like next week.
No, heavens, no.
And then I teased it a little bit about common sense class. So, Jeff, why don't you go ahead with this? I just want to talk about it for a moment. And it has to do with dining. Help me out, my friend. Help me.
I have a pet peeve.
Okay. Jeff has a pet peeve.
Went out to dinner last night, celebrate a college graduation. My daughter.
Are you going to throw your kid under the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Good.
Yeah. It gets to, I don't understand this. And so we went to our favorite spot for dinner, and godparents came, a good buddy of mine from high school. We had a great time. And, you know, we all order. And it's a restaurant with a variety of things on the menu. And my daughter says, I'll have the New York strip steak. And I thought, great, kid's going for the steak.
Graduation? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You want mushrooms on that? Sure. It comes with seasonal vegetables. Great. And would you like a... Yes. Yeah, twice baked potato. Great. And you get bread with it. Yep, by all means. And my daughter is, you know, she's not a big girl. She's, you know, has a normal appetite. Doesn't plow food like I do.
She's an athlete.
Yeah. And an athlete. Well, she was. And then,
I don't know, are you
and can I get a salad too? Sure.
Oh.
Sure. And so she had a ton of food. And I looked at her.
Was the cash register running in your head as she was ordering?
No, I was chuckling in my head, but thinking, there's no way she's going to eat all this. And so she, you know, we got done ordering, and I said, so I guess I'm having a little steak. And she goes, oh, no, I said, you know, you know you're not going to eat all that food. Oh, yes, I am. That's two or three meals for me. And I thought, why am I paying restaurant prices for you to eat warmed up food at home when we have a refrigerator with food in it? My pet peeve, I hate it when people take restaurant food home. Well, don't order so much then. Restaurant food's not cheap. And then you warm it up at home and it's not as good as it was in the restaurant when the people who are skilled at cooking food have it beautifully prepared for you right in front of your face.
Let me play devil's advocate.
All right, here it comes.
Jeff Phelps. Some people believe that leftovers, it's almost like a two-for-one. That you get two great meals for the price of one if you couldn't finish your meal at the restaurant.
Then order less.
Well, how do you
pay
order,
less and go home and have the turkey sandwich that's sitting there?
You know, I would like the filet, but do you have a kids menu for that? I don't know how you can pay. How can you order less if you're ordering? So let's just say she went steak and potato. Okay, would you have been good with a salad, steak, potato? I think that's fair, right? How could she order less? How do you, without going to the kids menu, calling into the bullpen on the kids menu, how do you order less?
Dano?
Yeah.
You look like you're ready to help me. because Baskin's not, because he told me his daughter does the same thing, and it drives him nuts. But now all of a sudden, oh, Jeff's got a problem here.
I can get behind your sentiment with one exception.
Yeah.
Corned beef.
What?
If you order a corned beef, yeah,
yes,
around
the
here,
corned beef sandwiches are so big.
You get gargantuan corned beef.
You could
sandwiches.
Order half a sandwich,
but for what you're paying, you may as well get the full, because you know, for
yeah,
all
you
that
get
stuff,
the full sandwich
because
for
then
just
you could
a
turn around
more.
And you could take the corned beef but and that, make either but, a second sandwich out of it or corned beef hash.
But that warms
or
up.
Something
but
like
that warms up real well.
Correct.
Steak at home doesn't warm up well.
Depending it's on how the corned beef was made, I got to be honest with you. And there's some tricks to it. Like, you don't ever want to get the corned beef that was, like, cooked and then frozen, and then they put it in the steamer. That's bad news corned beef in my world, okay?
Okay.
If I'm going to have corned beef, I want it steamed and let's go. Look, I don't need it sit around all day because when you go to
but
reheat it,
would
like,
you agree? Warmed up steak at home just doesn't cut it.
No. No,
so,
it doesn't. I'm with you on that.
Don't get the mushrooms. Don't order the extra salad. Just eat the seasonal veggies. Let's go.
Let me give you mine.
Don't eat the appetizer.
And especially you're paying for the protein.
I'm just saying. Warmed up, warmed with few exceptions. Now, like, you know, if you get a big pasta dish or something like that,
yeah,
that warms
okay.
up. That warms up a little bit
yeah.
better. Steak at home warmed up just doesn't cut it.
All right. So let me give you my same.
Though I'm very proud of my daughter for graduating.
So tell this is the problem I have, okay? Like, I'll say, like, all right, let's go out to eat, especially if my daughter, like, her go-to now is, like, hibachi, like, every time. And we have some fantastic hibachi chefs in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, fantastic hibachi prices.
Yes, hibachi's not a go-to. Hibachi's not like, hey, we're going to our favorite place where we get chicken wings, right? That it's not the go-to. And I'm like, where in the world did you come up with the idea that, like, the go-to – it's not. I can only watch so many shrimp get flipped off of a little spatula into a hat, okay? It's great the first 150 times that I've seen it.
For 50 bucks.
And I know how it is. And then it's like, oh, hi. Volcano onion. Yeah, that's great.
Baskin and Phelps here for cheap guys.
I got no problem with it.
I don't either.
It's not. It's a stupid adulting. That's what it is. It's just, it's all about adulting. I love going to Hibachi. I think it's fun. I like to do it every
sure.
once in a while. But we're not going through the drive-thru at Hibachi. And by the way, I found a place that makes Hibachi tacos in town.
Golly.
And they're totally reasonable. And they taste exactly the same as and they're so good. So good. Okay, that's my Hibachi.
There we go.
Are we on the same page?
Take-home steak. I just, no.
Okay. How about to-go? Can I just ask you that, too? Go to a steakhouse, but you don't want to eat there. Like, especially, like, during the pandemic, we would order steak and bring it back home every once in a while.
Well,
especially because they would have fantastic
deals.
There
was a global pandemic.
Yeah, well, so we had that going for us.
You'd have to do it this way, though. I think the only possible way to do this, if you eat your steak medium, then and you're going to carry it out, you order it medium rare, and you go home and you warm it up. You throw it in a cast iron skillet. Do a little bit on each side, then you get your medium. But if you order a steak medium and you like it that way, you can't warm it up without making it medium well.
All right, I'll buy that.
At least I'm not skilled enough to do that.
Could we do a hibachi drive-thru window? How do you think that would do? How do you think that would do?
I think it would turn into one of those games where the duck goes across and you try to shoot it with the gun, except this time it's a shrimp.
Yep.
You're in a car.
You're in a car and they're flipping food out the window at you.
Pull!
And you don't have your window down. It's just smearing down the window.
Can you pull
exactly.
up?
Oh, that was 20 bucks.
Darn the luck.
Sorry, we couldn't do this at the second window. Can you pull up to the third window so we could do the volcano onion?
They put the onion volcano, yeah, on your hood. Leave a mark. Baby catches on fire.
Depending on how old and beaten up your car is, they may just put it on the engine block.
All right, there we go.
Is that... fried rice? No, that's rust, Dad. Oh, must be the van.
What are you saying?
Saying it might be time to say goodbye, my friend. You're getting close. I'm just letting you know.
Tell me about it.
216-474-0092. Cavs back on the floor tonight. Game 5, Orlando Magic. A lot of things to talk about when it comes to this game. Brian Geitzeiler, from SiriusXM NBA Radio was with us. If you missed any of the interview, you can always go to the Odyssey app and listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, or you can just go right to 923thefan.com and you can listen to it there. He said a lot of things in that interview, and the thing that I think hit home the most, Jeff, was the lack of chemistry and the fact is, I mean, do these guys even want to play on the same floor together? That's the way I walked out of that interview. I don't know that sometimes when we listen to national guys and they talk and they just sound so like, I'm 100% right and this is the way it is, it's hard not to believe them sometimes because what he says with conviction. And true. And maybe it's just me just not wanting to believe what he's saying is true, but I do think there is truth to what he's saying because your eyes aren't fooling you. The chemistry is not there with your two of your top players.
Before I comment, one of our sales guys just sent me a text.
Right.
Drive-through express place, just like we described. It's in his neighborhood. Get on that. We need an endorsement deal. We want to help him sell it. So, Brian Geltzeiler was adamant in some of his thoughts. I still think they win this series, Andy. I do. I think they win this series. I think they win tonight, and I think they win in Orlando. I think they figure it out. And I hope I'm not wrong. But I think they figure it out and win in six.
Scott is in Westlake. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Scott.
Hey, guys. I got to get my thoughts together because when you guys were talking about the restaurant, I was thinking about my own kid and how I went off because he did the same thing. But I digress. So if I'm the Orlando coach, I'm telling the Orlando Magic after game two, hey, these guys jacked up 17 threes and didn't make one of them, but kept jacking them up. Number two, look at their past. When they're close, when it's close and they lost a big lead and it's close, or when they're down and it's late, it's got to be late in the game, it's got to be late third quarter, early fourth, no more ball movement. Everybody wants to be a hero. Now we're ISO ball. I love LeVert, but he will go one against four. Mitchell, Garland, the bigs don't get touches unless it's offensive rebounds because everybody's playing ISO ball. So if I'm Orlando, I'm like, all you got to do is keep it close, take the lead, they will fall apart. And I don't know if that's coaching or if that the lack of adjustments or they're just not listening to the coach. And they panic, and they all feel they got to play ISO ball. What do you guys feel about that?
Scott, I think you are 100% dead on. In fact, I thought it was interesting that Shaq said, even though the Cavs were up at halftime in game four, didn't he say at halftime that he thought Orlando would win by at least nine? I swear he said that right before they went back for the second half. And I was like, man, that's a really bold prediction for a team that's winning. And to hear him say that, and then to listen to what you're saying too, he's right. It's about hero ball. And when this team looks good, they're not playing hero ball.
We've seen a lot of that in this town over the years, and it got us a parade. We don't have that guy. Exactly right, Andy. And that guy is capable of doing some of that. But that guy also shared the ball with Kyrie Irving. He would hit the open guy in JR. He'd get it to Kevin.
Yep.
And so, you know, even though we saw LeBron do a lot of that, LeBron also moved the ball like crazy. And it was, when this team goes hero ball, I don't think it works.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, gentlemen, the injury report has come down. Jared Allen has been listed as questionable with a right rib contusion. Is injury / illness. So right rib contusion, questionable, Jared Allen.
I would think he plays without question.
All right, let's talk about when we come back. 216-474-0092. Where are you? I mean, that's a little bit more news that might put you, I don't know, into the panic meter? Are you? Where are you panicking? It's a best of three right now. Are you panicking? 216-474-0092.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.